Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Every step from me getting in Drug Emporium, God, you know what I'm saying? For me getting into Edwards Food Giant, God. Then me getting into Value Foods, God. Me getting into Walmart, big God.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Quite literally, Will Tidwell, a younger gentleman.
I wish I didn't have this big heart. People just do nothing but hurt. Anybody can dream the dream. Anybody can have a goal, but see.
You're gonna be a neighborhood hero. You just keep shining, young king.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Will Z Tidwell with Speak Up Z, and you're now tuned in to another episode of Speak Up Z, the podcast. Man, the podcast where we talk about real things with real people. Everything from life to business to mental health to community work to everything else in between. And as y'all can see, man, I got a very, very special guest with y'all today, man. Mr. True Sauce himself, man, the one and only Keith Tucker. What's going on, man?
Yes, Lord, man. What's good, man?
Not just, much, man.
Happy to be here. You know what I'm saying? It's yes, a sir. Blessing. It's an honor.
Yes, sir.
Mama, we done made it.
Mama, we done made
it. We on Speak Up.
Come on, man. Long time coming, man.
Yes, sir.
We're trying to do this for a minute, so I'm glad we finally got the, you know, time to make it happen. You know? I believe in divine timing, also.
Yeah, everything all happens, you know, when it's supposed to happen.
100%. 100%, man. So, you know, I kind of told you off camera, man, I really want to learn more about the story behind you.
Yeah.
As a brand, as a person, right? But also, I want them to really be able to tap in and learn from you as a businessman, as a father, and all of the other different things that you have going on in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
But before we always get started, man, I tried to open up with a quick prayer just to kind of guide the conversation, and then we just go from there.
Just do it.
All right, real quick. God, we just come to you, man, just thanking you for another day of life. I mean, all that you do for us day in, day out, man, always providing for us, always making a way, always making sure that we're taken care of, even when sometimes we feel alone. And God, we just want to thank you for that. Thank you for those blessings, man. Thank you for that anointing. Thank you for that guidance, man. We're everything with you and we nothing without you, God. We ask that you can add value to the audience today, that you can guide the conversation, God, and that you can be present in this very moment. Again, just want to say thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah, man. So let's hop right into it, man.
Yeah.
You know. So before we get started, matter of fact, I would love for you to kind of give the people a quick synopsis of just who you are, a little bit of what you do, and how you've built the brand that you've built.
Yeah, man, Keith Tucker Jr., serial entrepreneur.
Yes, sir.
One son, man, Keith Tucker III, he's an entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got the everyday story, born and raised in the slum of Little Rock, the heart of banging in Little Rock. And it was just a blessing to even try to come out of that environment.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? To be living right now is a blessing, man. So, you know, I endured a lot of things, man, from mom on drugs into just a single parent household at one point until coming in, you know, and now my mom being clean for over 30 years.
That's a blessing, man.
To be right here in this moment and to go through the things that I went through,
yeah,
it's just a blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Real
just
tough.
A blessing, bro.
And you know, and shout out to your movie, man.
Yeah.
Your story, you told a lot of your story, and really your whole your story in that movie, man. And it was profound, you know what I mean? And that was perfect way to just keep building on the brand that you've already built.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I want to ask you this because you kind of just tapped into it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you say Keith Tucker Jr. was before the partnership, before the collaboration, before the brand? That dude that was in the middle of banking in Little Rock.
Yeah.
Who was that guy? How would you describe that guy?
Look, somebody that's just trying to make it.
Yeah.
My dad had a saying that it still resonates with us today, and he still says it. It's all about survival.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, every day, you know, especially growing up in that neighborhood I grew up, it was the heart of banging a Little Rock. the heart of just the trenches. You know what I'm saying? It was about surviving every day.
Yeah.
Because every day had its own obstacle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Every day had its own obstacle. Today it might be a fight or shootout on the basketball court.
Right.
Tomorrow it may be somebody trying to rob you.
Yeah.
So to get through that times and to get to this moment right here, like, right. I'm grateful, man. But growing up in that neighborhood, it molded me into the man I am today.
100%.
And I would do it over again if I had to.
100%. It's so crazy you say that, because that lead me right into what my next question was.
Yeah.
Like, can you remember one of those in particular instances from your childhood, from your young adulthood, that you felt like molded you and instilled something in you to be the serial entrepreneur that you are today? That gave you the skills and the wit and the wisdom that you have to be the man that you are. Can you remember one of them times?
I talk about it in my movie.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody that has seen the Truth South story. I talk about it in my movie, like, and I'm trying to say this without nobody going to jail. I grew up in a family of hustlers.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Yeah.
So I always seen somebody hustling.
Yeah.
You know, it was instilled in me. I started out, if y'all remember, I used to work for Nat G back in the day. This was at 19 years old.
Yeah.
I would be on the corner of Asher. He would take us on the corner of Asher to go sell incense,
yeah,
or oils or colognes or whatever. So I started hustling 10, 11 years old.
Young.
You know, it was always about trying to flip a buck.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was more than that. It was about being a people's person. I love people.
Right.
Naturally. And I love to talk.
Right. Me too.
So when you talking and then you got people, and then to top that off, you got a product.
Absolutely.
Oh man, you come on now. That's 100%. Work. That's
100%.
Work. Yeah.
And speaking of products, man, mm-hmm, you got something that has really taken not only our city, the state, but really the country by storm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's no small feat to be in all the stores that you're in, the Walmarts that you're in, like 4,000 locations. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know? When was that moment that you knew, like, man, you know what? I got something, not only with True Sauce, but I would say, because I think that kind of do you a disservice to say only True Sauce. You got a whole ecosystem.
Yeah.
You got True Sauce. You got entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You have your clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it all feeds into the next, because the True Sauce going all the food that's at
Correct.
Your events. The events is you're going to get clean in your clothing line at the events.
Correct.
Like, it all go hand in hand.
Correct.
When did you realize, not only do I got True Sauce, but I got a real ecosystem here? How did you go about building
every day?
That?
It's like you said at the beginning of the podcast, the beginning of the show, that
yeah,
divine intervention. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that was on camera or off, but divine intervention. Everything happens for a reason. I was just hustling, bro.
Yeah.
At my job, 9 to 5.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You didn't know that you had a job.
Yeah, I had a job before I had True Sauce. I had a job. I was the head chef at UMS.
Yeah.
So I was in there playing around. And came up with this sauce.
Right.
Okay, so I let a friend of mine try it.
Right.
Shout out to Daryl Marbley. I let Daryl Marbley try it. He bought a 32-ounce cup from me. I didn't even know how to sell it.
Bro. Yeah.
So I let him buy a cup of it. He ended up coming back to buy another cup of it.
Right.
And I'm like, hold on, we got something. We got something here. So I decided to bottle it up.
Yeah.
And when I first bottled it up, I was your everyday hustler. I was at the trunk with it. I was at the barbershop.
Yeah.
I was at the skating rink. I was at the movies with it. I might have been even in your driveway with it. I was everywhere, man.
Yeah.
I'm talking about back to back.
Yeah.
Wherever you seen people, you seen me hustling.
Yeah.
So that's how it started. And then I finally got that call from Edwards Food Giant. A lot of people don't know, man. In the midst of that, I called Edwards Food Giant every single day for a year.
Mm.
Every single day, I called them at 8, I called them at 12 o'clock, and I called them at 4. 8 was right before I went to work, 12 was when I went to lunch,
and
4 was when I was getting off.
Yep.
So I called them every day until after a year, they finally answered the phone.
Assistance.
And once they answered the phone, It was a middle of a snowstorm. They said, hey, we ain't got time to talk, bro. Come next Wednesday, we're going to let you know if we want the sauce or not. I went next Wednesday on my lunch break at the job, and they tried the sauce. They love it.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me a number of what they was going to spend. It was around $30,000.
That's a blessing.
I went back to work and told them it's over.
I'm gone.
I'm a mama. They got a 30 ball.
Yeah.
I went making number 35 then.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can figure out the rest, you know what I'm saying, if they give me 30 and one whop. So that's what I did, man. I figured it out the rest. I put in my 2 weeks notice. I did things decent in order because I love the people up there.
Right.
Put in my 2 weeks notice. Found a way, you know what I'm saying? And before them, I skipped a step, but before them, I already had Drug Emporium.
Right.
So they was going crazy. So you added all 14, it was Food Giants along with Drug Emporium. We got some stuff going.
We're going crazy.
Yeah, we got some stuff going.
And you know what? I can go two ways with this next question because you just hit on, again, two things I really wanted to touch on.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I want to go in this direction. Can you talk first around that stigma, especially in today's society, when it comes to having a 9-to-5,
mm-hmm.
while also simultaneously building your own brand outside mm-hmm. of that? Because everybody looks at it as such a negative thing.
Yeah.
But also talking about, when do you know is the right time? Because for you, like you said, it was that 30 ball, it was
yeah.
that freedom that you was like, all right, I got some wiggle room to go yeah. do what I need to do now.
Mm-hmm.
But like, when do you know is the right time to finally jump out on your own? But mm. also saying that it's okay to have this job while you figure it out.
Good. That's good.
You feel
that's
me? Like,
good.
Can you speak on that real yep. quick?
First of all, you got to know you.
Yeah.
You got to know you.
Yeah.
You got to have a real conversation with you.
Yeah.
You got to look yourself in the mirror and ask self, is this what I really want to do?
100%.
Have I really been going consistent? Have I really been going hard?
Right.
For my passion?
Right.
And that's going to give you your first answer, because if you have it, you need to step that up.
But a lot of people lie to themselves, though, sometimes, Keith.
But that's what's going to lead you into failure.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be open and honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not perfect, but I know when I was starting, one thing I do know, I love my product and I love the grind behind it.
Mm-hmm.
See, in this business thing, I get high off of it.
Me too, man.
I get high off of it,
like, even doing
it,
this right now, this is
fun. Yeah, exactly. 100%. So, like I get high off of it. So, you got to be passionate about it. And then, it's ups and downs. It's wins and losses. That's
like what we just talking about off camera.
Yeah, you got to, correct. You got to be built for this stuff mentally. 100%. And some days, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not built for it. Some days I'm not mentally, because I have so much on my plate, because I didn't set up so much. Sometimes I need a meat break.
Yeah.
Sometimes I need to get away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it just get tough, man. And but to answer your question, first you gotta check your finances. Make sure your finances are in order.
Right.
You got to trust God first and foremost.
Yeah.
You got to trust Him first and foremost.
Taking that leap.
And then you gotta trust the process. And then everything going to happen in divine timing. And you got to believe in yourself, man. Because if you don't believe in you and what you're trying to do, it's going to fail.
100%.
It's going to fail. So you got to really believe in yourself, man. You gotta have the drive.
Yeah.
Because a lot of this stuff is about drive and consistency.
100%.
How I got the world on my product is every day I program people.
Talk about that.
Right?
Talk about that.
So it's a programming, and I'm giving y'all a lot of free game today.
You are. Yeah, you are.
Y'all tune in. I put in a system. Okay. Have you ever listened to a song on the radio and you hate it?
Yeah.
For me, don't disrespect to this guy, Soulja Boy. But when they first came out back in the day, oh, watch you,
yeah.
I was like, this song is so dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
But every day they would play it at certain times.
Yeah.
So probably about after a week now, I'm over here now, watch you, you. Look, I done turned up with it.
Yeah.
So, okay, I did my sauce and my product the same thing. I said, okay, I'm going to have between 6 and 9, I'm going to make a post. Between 11 and 1.
And now you're getting into the marketing of it.
I'm going to make a post.
Yeah.
Between 4 to 6, I'm going to make a post. Between 6 and 9, people waking up, first thing they do is go to social media.
They do.
And you're going to hear, all I ever wanted was some truth sauce. Between 11 and 1, you're going to look back on there because you're on your lunch break then. in here. All I ever wanted. It's a whole different video. Maybe the same one. And then when you get off work, it's gonna be from 4 to 6. You're gonna hear all I ever wanted. So you do that days after days, right, after days, right, after days. Now all of a sudden you in the gas station and people singing all I ever wanted because it didn't pay it off.
100%.
And even if you hate the song, if you hate the jingle, you hate the commercial, you done heard it. So when you see it,
you automatically know who it is.
You're going to know who it is, but you're going to be, you're going to want to try it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, let me see what the hype is about.
Absolutely.
Let me see what the fuss is about. Absolutely. Let me see what everybody's talking about with this.
Absolutely.
So it's about programming people.
Yeah.
And before you, going back to your last question, even before you get to you know, leaving your job or whatever, you got to make sure you're consistent, but you got to make sure that you're doing stuff like that. Make sure your marketing is right. Making sure you have your ducks in a row to set yourself up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So for me, that's a lot of that was that.
100%.
And the marketing, I knew the marketing was going to be straight because God worked in mysterious ways with that.
Yeah.
Because I used to edit my AAU team videos coming up.
Yeah.
Over. I was like one of the first.
This was before True Sauce.
This was before True Sauce. I was like one of the first people that was just really putting out content,
right,
on different players and things of that nature. So when the pandemic hit, we couldn't hoop no more. You know what I'm saying? I had to shut my team down.
Right.
I put everything. I took all those marketing skills. I took the editing and all that and put it behind my company. And we ain't looked back.
Ain't looked back since.
We ain't looked back.
And you know, I'm in that space heavily of media, building brands for other people, helping with their content, doing content for those brands.
Yeah.
And one of the first things I teach, man, is because I think people have this false reality when it comes to social media, content creation, marketing, that how can I grow my page and my following and get paid from social in 90 days? How can I go to 100,000 followers in 6 months? And I'm like, if you hire me to do that for you, we might not work out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not finna sell you no false hope like a lot of people do to get your money from you.
Correct.
And I say, when it comes to the social media game, not only do you got to be consistent with the content, you got to almost be nonchalant with the content. Like, you got to post it and hope it do well. But if it don't, you can't let that waver you.
Yeah.
Because if not, you'll stop posting.
Yeah.
You'll stop pushing your brand.
Oh, no doubt.
You feel me? So
no
talk
doubt.
About the mental fortitude that you got to have when them 3-4 posts you make it.
Yeah.
They might flop.
They may
support
flop.
Support might not be there for that post.
You can't look at likes. You can't. Take, for instance, if you go back, at one point, my Instagram was crazy.
Right.
Like, I thought I was halfway the man on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. And then I moved over to Facebook.
Right.
And it went off. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, first of all, you got to find your market.
Yeah.
On which one that works. Not saying neglect all of them, but find the market that's
going to actually attention to.
You're going to get the most attention, and it's going to bring the revenue to you.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
But I put out a post, for instance, the other day. I had 2 posts when the phones went out with AT&T and Cricket and all that. When the phones went out, I said, okay, people got Wi-Fi. I put out 1 skit. I just knew this skit was finna go crazy. And then I put out another short clip with some cats on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a voiceover behind it. Man, that thing is at 100K right now. I knew the skit was going crazy. But the cat went crazier with 100K views, bro.
That's how it usually go. The ones we don't expect to go crazy and go viral is the one we get a bag from.
It did that in probably about, I want to say, in less than 24 hours.
It's crazy.
And it got me a whole bunch of followers on there.
Yeah.
You know, and once I got the followers down, okay, you guys, I knew I want to introduce you into my world. I want you to introduce you into Fedora, the Keith Tucker Jr. Collection. I want to introduce you to Vibe Brothers Entertainment, True Sauce, of course, the KT3 brand, my son brand. I want to introduce you to everything I got my hands in.
Absolutely.
Once I get you over here.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and no way, now we kind of stand on your business sense and your business smarts, man. Can you talk about, you don't necessarily have to give us the inside out of it, but can you kind of talk about the art Because you just kind of touched on it earlier when you talked about how you were so persistent calling Edward Fujian, that local chain here, a year straight to set up that partnership. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the science behind building collaborations, building partnerships, building teams? Like, can you kind of speak on that a little bit? Because people think that you can just call people and they just put it automatically let you in their doors. It's a science to that. Can you talk about the art behind it?
First of all, you wanna work with people that are like-minded with you, mm-hmm. and that people that are driven, mm-hmm. and people that meet your needs and you meet their needs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So for me,
you said something big right there, meeting their needs.
Yeah. You got to meet their needs too.
Solving a problem to them.
Yeah. So it got to be mutual.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? A mutual way for both of y'all to win.
Absolutely.
Because anytime I do anything with anybody, I want us all to win. Because if you lose, then I lost almost. Absolutely. In a sense. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So let's everybody win and let's win together. But the thing about it is, when you're going into those relationships with different people,
right,
you got to be real careful.
Okay.
Because you don't want to go get in the bed with just anybody, like they say. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You got to be purpose driven.
Yes.
And then you got to keep the business business.
Is there a certain checklist you have for your own self when you figuring out who you want to do partnerships with?
Most definitely.
What are some of the things you looking at personally?
Character.
Yeah.
Character, and it depended on what type of relationship we have, but I'm always going to check your social media page. That's the first thing I'm going to do almost. I'm going to check your social media page. If I see you always on there into it with somebody, or always in arguing with somebody, or your posts are always messy, I can't do business with you. If I look on your page and I got to scroll, keep scrolling to find out what you even do.
To even just figure out what you look like.
Yeah. I don't, it's going to be tough.
100%.
But, you know, like-minded people,
yeah.
Driven people, because I'm driven, I'm persistent. I'm so persistent, sometimes I get on people's nerves.
Yeah.
Because if I think it, I'm going to do it.
100%.
Everything Truth Sauce is a thought that I just thought and I put action behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell people all the time, faith without works is dead. And that means, you know, you can pray all you want, but if you're not putting in the work behind your prayer, then your prayer is null and void.
Mm. Say that one more time.
If you're not putting in the works
behind
your prayer, your prayer is null and void.
Because of your own doing.
Because of you.
That's crazy.
Faith without works is dead.
Absolutely.
So you can't say, hey, God, I want $1 million. I want $1 million. And then every day sleep. How's it going to work? Hey, I want to shoot movies. But you never take steps to go get you a camera.
Absolutely.
I want a podcast. But you don't invest in yourself.
100%. And why is it that we run into them type of people every day? In particular, I think everybody, but especially in our community,
mm-hmm.
right? We work with these people. I can guarantee you didn't gave people a game on how to get in this business, how to stay in business, how to do these things. And you look up 6 months later and they're in the same spot.
Man, I'm going to tell you, that's the reason why I changed the game.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that, now you have to pay me for my services.
You got to.
Because I'm so passionate about it. I sit here and talk to you all day about it. At one point, I was doing it for free.
Okay. Yeah, man, so just kind of what we left off at, man, is like mostly in our community. Why is it that, like, we can give somebody all the game in the world about business, about marketing, about whatever the case may be, and then we come back and check on that same person, and they done nothing with the information.
Yeah. I mean, I was that guy that I would sit there and talk to you till you blew in the face. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just passionate about what I do.
Right.
So now I had to cap it, and now I charge for those services now, and they start about $500.
Mm-hmm.
And that's super cheap.
That's low end.
For the game you finna get, you know, because I'm going to give you from start to finish type game on how to grow your business and what steps you need to do if you want to maximize your potential and get your stuff out there on the market. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, if you don't do it, then I don't feel played because I've been paid for my services.
And you know, the crazy part is I've been paid for my services, giving people the game, and they still don't do nothing with it.
Oh, no doubt.
That's
no
crazy doubt. To me.
Well, that's from that point, then that's just on them.
That's just on them.
And they don't have the drive and the work ethic. That goes back to, you know, the question you was asking me about earlier about, when do you know when it's time for you to be an entrepreneur? Full time. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. So if you think you finna quit your job and you have, you know what I'm saying? Even me, bro, like some days I do have the freedom where I can chill for a day, maybe even two.
Right.
But I may just been getting off of a 60-day run.
Real talk.
I'm talking about from early morning to late night. Because once you get in the entrepreneur field, especially when you're a serial entrepreneur, your day never stops.
Real talk.
I mean, my phone rings from 6 a.m. to 5, 6 a.m.
Real talk.
You know what I'm
Real
saying? Talk. The next day.
Real talk.
It goes on and on and on, man. But it's a blessing because
that's
what we ask for. We pray for days like this.
But I said yesterday, and I was being transparent, you know, sometimes interacting all day and handling business all day, it can be draining.
It can.
You know what I'm saying? Because you have to be in so many different modes with depending on where you are and who you're talking to and what you got going, right? You got for a minute, you got to work on True Sauce. Then you got to take that hat off. Now you got to work on your clothing line business. Then you got to help your son with his stuff.
Yeah.
So going from place to place, that can be draining.
Yeah, it can.
And you talked on it earlier a little bit about like how you try to make time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What is some, like, talk about that part of it, being a serial entrepreneur. How key that is, because you can lose yourself in the entrepreneurship game. Oh, man.
Hey, listen.
You feel
listen.
Me? Like, what do you try to do to make sure you have time for Keith? Like, what
it's,
do you do?
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough, you know. And, you know, if you out here in this world, and I'm going to tell anybody that try to find you some you time.
Mm-hmm.
Try to find you some you time.
Absolutely.
But it's easier said than done.
100%.
It's easier said than done. Every day I say, hey, tomorrow I'm gonna do nothing. It's not a day that I don't do business, because I do business every day in some type of capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But it may be I try to maximize on how much I do it and the amount of business that I do.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense. Like, I'm always doing something.
Yeah.
It's just about how hectic it's
gonna exactly.
Be. Yeah.
So like today I knew, hey, I was coming to shoot with you.
Right.
I didn't schedule anything. You know, I took care of my stores yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Even though this morning on the promotion side, because I shout out to Vibe Brothers Entertainment, I'm in a promotion group. It got hectic this morning
on
before
that side
I came
of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, from this, man, we just want to bring adult entertainment, live music to the city. So, so I had to deal with some stuff on that end. But, it wasn't too strenuous, and then we got a team over there. It's three of us that handle stuff, so everybody kind of do different stuff.
Got their own part going. Yeah, that's real big. That's real big. And, you know, we touched on it early, man. You know, KT3, you know what I'm saying? That's your boy.
Man.
That's your baby boy, your only boy.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Talk about just the significance of being able to build something with your son and letting your son see you build something with your own two hands. Because most of his life, he probably saw you, like you said, in your career.
Mm-hmm.
For him to transition and see you now building something with your own two hands, talk about how special that's been.
Man, listen, I got the perfect dad. Shout out to my dad. Pop, I love you. Keith Tucker Sr.
Yeah.
And my son, man, you know, that's the love of my life, man. He changed my life.
Really?
You know, I was out there, man, in the streets. I was in the streets, man. I was just doing everything young adults was doing. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't productive. And then when I had him, man, everything in my life changed instantly.
It slowed you down.
Yeah, no, I wanted to be the perfect father.
100%.
You know, it's no such thing as a perfect father, but I wanted to make sure I was active. I was in his life. You know what I'm saying? And for him to see me in this moment right now, man, means the world to me.
100%.
You know, I bought him his own company when he was 14 years old.
Yeah.
The Keith Tucker, the KT3 brand, and Motivated by Billions. Shout out to Motivated by Billions. Y'all go get your merch.
Shout out to him.
So when I bought him that, And it was a lot of inconsistency, mm-hmm. like I was telling you. Mm-hmm. So, but he was young. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's about to be 19 now, and he's growing his business by leaps and bounds.
He got some skin in the game.
But he's seen me build this stuff from ground up. I mean, half the time, he might have been labeling the bottles with me.
Absolutely.
You know, when he was coming out the truck with.
Absolutely.
So he understands that. He listens to my advice, but it's his company.
Yeah.
He spends his own money.
So you allow him that room to fail, to figure it out, to
yes.
go, you let him do all that.
Now, trust me, I at one point, I was just, you need to do it like this, you need to do it like that, you need to, and I was overbearing because I was being the father.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I didn't want him to make the mistakes that I've already made.
Right.
You know, it's so many mistakes that I make daily because I don't have a business. That's why I'm telling y'all guys to dream and dream big too. Dream and dream big. I have no degree. I have little schooling. And for me to not give up on my dreams at 40, 41, 39, when I start this company, lets you know it's never too late.
100%.
But back to him. For him to see me build this thing and for us to take these leaps and bounds and every moment that I have and every big moment that I've had, mm-hmm. I share it with him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he bounced ideas. I didn't learn some stuff off him.
I'm so glad you said that. What would you say is one of the most impactful things? Because we always talk about what the parent teaches the child.
Mm-hmm.
What is one of the most impactful things he has taught you?
I showed him how to promote. He showed me different ways to promote.
Mm-hmm. He shows you different ways to utilize social media.
Yeah. And his clothes been going crazy.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand it at first because I always was wondering, like, he been getting sponsored ads, right?
Mm-hmm.
So on his sponsored ads, this is just a little tidbit. He never ran the sponsor ads in state.
He always went above.
He went to Chicago. He went to New York, Atlanta, and made those bases his bases when he was running sponsored ads. And I didn't understand it at first. And then he started showing me his website like, Pops, look, I'm going crazy. He getting orders from Chicago. He getting orders from Atlanta. He getting orders from New York. He done got orders from Florida. He's getting orders from all over the country because he's targeting other places because he already know he has the support in state.
He thinking bigger picture,
man. And dude.
You say, yeah, I'm finna take
you. But not only that, first of all, it was like, wait, bro.
Yeah.
For you to even think, you know what I'm saying, like that.
A whole different
game. That's dope, bro. It'd be like some proud parent moments, man. And I'm just happy for him, man.
100%.
And like I told him, it was times where he was consistent. Because he's
still a kid, man.
He's still a kid. He got a lot of stuff going.
Right.
But, like, right now,
yeah,
he locking in.
Yeah.
He's been more locked in probably than he done been ever in his country, in his company, man, and it's paying off.
That's what's up.
Yeah, because I always tell him, I've been teaching him this all his life. This was before I was even doing business.
Yeah,
that consistency always wins.
100%.
Consistency always wins. You consistently do nothing, you consistently gonna get nothing.
100%.
You consistently work, you gonna consistently get rewarded.
Absolutely. And you ain't just telling them, you showing them.
No, I'm showing them.
I'm up every day. You see
Correct.
Me. You see me.
Correct.
You feel me? You see me out late at night coming in.
Correct.
I ain't just talking.
Yeah.
You know? And your resume speaks for itself. Building the entertainment business, mm-hmm. building your clothing line, building your being in 4,000 locations, being in all of these local chains here in the state and all in some other cities and states.
Yeah.
What would you say is next for the brand? Well, just because you've done the movie, you mm-hmm. told your story, yeah. you're in these places, you're building these things out. What would you say is next?
Stay tuned. I'm in between the biggest deal of my life right now as we speak.
I know we can't talk about it.
No, I wish we could.
Absolutely.
But it's some heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, I got more products I'm bringing to the market.
Yeah.
I got more seasonings I'm bringing out. I got some more sauces I'm bringing out.
Really?
I got a couple of more other things that I'm bringing out.
Really?
Yeah. We're just getting started.
You're just getting started.
Oh, man. I got a Truth Empire of products that I'm bringing out, bro. Like, yeah. I'm talking about dope products. I give you a tidbit. My honey mustard is almost done. The world been waiting on that. My honey mustard is almost done. My honey mustard is crack. I'm talking the honey mustard. Look, I can't wait till you get it in your home.
I'm waiting on it.
The honey mustard so far. I got some more seasoning, like I said. Then I got some other products I can't talk about right now. I want to talk about them so bad, but I can't. I'll tell y'all fair. But I got some other products, man, that's coming out, bro. And expansion.
Yeah.
Expansion, man. More territory.
Absolutely.
More territory. Yeah. I mean, I'm just about in everywhere in Arkansas, from Fayetteville to Smackover to El Dorado to Mariana to Hazen to Dumas, Fordyce.
Yes.
Springdale, I think.
Going crazy.
Springdale. Whitehall. I'm all over the state.
That's crazy, man.
Like, I'm all over the state. So, yeah, just expanding out of the state. It's I'm in Dallas, though. I'm in Houston.
Yeah.
I'm in Louisiana already.
So you dominate pretty much the southern region.
Yeah, but I need to get in those states heavier.
Right.
Yeah,
so
I gotta get in there.
Really.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the being there heavier and then go north,
correct,
coast, and then all these other places.
Correct.
You know what? Right now, somebody like, man, I want to be in Walmart. I want to be in Dallas. I want to be in Houston. But if we were to take a healthy look at their business, mm-hmm, inside out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you got the LLC? Do you have the proper paperwork? Do you own the licensing? Do you have the it trademarked? Mm-hmm. Do you have the patent on these different products that you, yep, do? If we were to take a look at some of the things that they may be doing, mm-hmm, they don't have any of that.
Yep.
But they want to be in the places that you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give people a quick synopsis and insight of what their business needs to look like to be able to gather some of the partnerships you have? What are some of the basic things that they need to have in place to be even able to have a conversation like the ones you're having?
First of all, I'm going to take a step back, right?
Okay.
Clean your social media pages up.
Okay, so you're going back to that foundation.
And this is the reason why, you finna understand it. Clean your... Walmart found me on social media. Hmm.
They found you.
Found me on social media. On social media. They inboxed me on social media. So imagine if they came to my page and my page was being messy. My page was me arguing with somebody. My page was me cussing. And that, just imagine Walmart as a corporation coming to my page and looking at that first.
And they saw, that's all they saw.
And that's all they saw.
Versus you, in reality, you pushing your brand to a top.
Correct.
Going crazy.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I mean, of course, you got to have that, you know, you got to have your LLCs or your S-Corp or C-Corps and stuff that it depends on. What product you have on patents and stuff of that nature. Because like some products, people don't even understand, you don't need patents on.
For certain things, you don't.
Yeah.
Did you have to go through that process for True Sauce?
People don't understand, like, and I'm giving you another free... This stuff be...
That's why I love the podcast. Man, I get free masterclasses, man.
So listen.
That's why I love the show, man.
So like, on products, you really can't. What's the word? Not trademark, but what's the other word?
Patent. You talking about patent?
Yeah, and I apologize. The products you really can't patent,
right?
Because you're using so many different ingredients.
Yeah. Okay. I understand that now.
You see what I'm saying?
It's a whole different game.
Yeah, it's a whole different type of market.
I see what you're saying.
Like just look at it. How many different Cokes is it?
It's a lot. Coke Zero, Diet Coke.
No, not even that. Let's go Cola.
I see what you're saying.
Let's go. Let's go.
The cheaper brands. Though.
Big K Cola.
I got what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Let's go Sure Fresh Cola.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, they can come back and trademark Coca-Cola.
Right.
But they can't actually trademark that because, just what? Both of them using vanilla syrup. Both of them using this type of sugar. Both of them using this type of...
Yes. So you need, more than likely, you trademark the name, correct, but not the ingredients and not the... You're not patenting all the other stuff.
You can't because you're using too many different ingredients.
That everybody else uses, too.
Correct.
But yours just has some things different that make it
stand
out.
The recipe is different.
Right. I got you. So you own the true sauce name, but that's what you own. Yeah. Nobody can take that from
but
you.
I can whip it up in my sleep.
100%. And nobody else can duplicate
it. Nobody. I can give you the recipe right now, verbatim.
And you can't do it like you.
And it wouldn't taste like mine.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the recipe is on my bottle.
Right, because you have to put it on there.
Yeah.
But it's just about the salsa now. Yeah. Literally.
And not even only that, it's how you package it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
When you're going back to the other stuff, a lot of this stuff, man, in business is how you package it up. You know what I'm saying? That even goes with what you got going now. It's how you package it up.
Right. How you get it to the people.
It's the lights that's in here. It's the Sony that's back there shooting it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's the producer with the headphones.
Yeah.
It's how you package this stuff up, man. You go look at my packaging. I'm on the same shelves as Buffalo Wild Wings.
Absolutely.
I'm on the same shelves, bro, as Ain't Your Mama.
Did you come with all that yourself? Design, the package? Did you come with all that yourself?
Man, God, bro. I'm telling you, bro, and what I say about it, everything on my journey has been destined by God. And the reason why I say that is how everything just been falling into place. It ain't nobody but God.
Real talk. When you don't know how you got there, that's God.
I know the hard work put me there.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
But you still look but how like the stuff, I'm here.
How the stuff falling. I'm talking about, look, not just one time,
yeah,
but time after time after time after time.
Ain't nobody
after
but God.
Man, come on, bro.
Come on.
Ain't nobody but God, man. I mean, every step from me getting in drug emporium, God. You know what I'm saying? For me getting into Edwards Food Giant, God. Then me getting into Value Foods, God. Me getting into Walmart, big God.
Big God.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So even going back to Edwards Food Giant, bro, let me tell you how I got Edwards Food Giant. This was one step on how. One day I was riding down the street. I was still bottling myself. Mm-hmm. So I was illegal. I was just thugging it out, hustling.
Getting it in.
I almost ran out of gas one day, right? I pull over to an Edwards Food Giant. Mm-hmm. They had a gas station, the one on Stagecoach. Yeah, Stagecoach. They had a gas station
there. Right there in the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
I know what you're talking about.
I pulls over there only to find out I don't even got my wallet. And I'm finna run out of gas. Like, I'm talking about gas almost over with.
Yeah.
I don't even have my wallet. I look up. The store manager is outside collecting buggies. Now, what are the odds of a store manager outside collecting buggies?
God.
I go outside. I holler at them, hey, sir. I have a product. It was like the bottling, like my packaging was good.
Right, but it wasn't what it is now.
Yeah, it wasn't what it is now. And it wasn't legit. Hey, sir, I have this right here, and it's going to be great, man, and I want to be in your store. He gave me the number that I called every day for a year.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? I gave him a bottle then. He gave me the number every day that I called every day for a year. And just when they answered that phone, just what happened? Probably a month before that, I had just got legal in the packaging that I had now. Mm-hmm. See, they weren't answering the phone because I wasn't ready on my end.
Oh, that's good. That's good, bro.
They weren't answering the phone because I wasn't ready. So a month after I get ready, they finally answer the phone.
Said, we ready for you. You ready now. That's so good, bro. That's great.
That's what I'm telling you, man.
It's
divine intervention with this stuff, bro.
That's good.
But that goes back to what I was telling you. You got to put in the work.
Yeah.
That ain't your dream.
100%. You was pushing it even when it wasn't ready yet.
Bro, I push everything anywhere I go. I don't care if I'm at a funeral. Boy, help my soul. At some point, I'm going to say something about, I'm going to try not to. I really am. But at some point, yeah, I don't care if y'all know we got some true sauce out there.
Y'all got to eat after this. Y'all
got to
eat.
If it's at the repass, we got some sauce in the car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or we
got on your wings in there.
We got an event tonight.
Come on.
Or before it, hey, you need to get one of these Keith Tucker Jr. Fedoras. So I'm always, you know, and it's just in me. I try to shut it off a lot of times. It's hard.
This is a part of the game, man.
But if you keep on working, good things going to find you.
100%. 100%. And I want to ask you this question, and I'm going to ask you one more, and then we're going to start the, because, man, me and you can talk all day. We're going to do a part two.
No doubt.
We're
going to do a part two.
But talk about that journey real quick from the packaging in the kitchen, wrapping it yourself, to now having to be at such a high demand where you're putting out thousands and thousands of bottles in these different places. What is that process like? You know, if you can tell us a little bit about it, what is that process like where now you having to meet a demand of putting out thousands upon thousands of bottles and orders for these different people you're working with?
Yeah.
What is that process like? Is that something hard? Is that tedious? What is that like?
It's dope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's dope. It's a dope feeling to have the demand. You know what I'm saying? And that's what everything about that you're selling in life. You know, if you're selling it, it's a demand. You know what I'm saying? If you want to supply it to your consumers. So now this process is dope. And I'm trying to walk a thin line because this process is actually some stuff that I'm dealing with now that some major news going to hit soon. But the process
is what you
is dope.
Can give us. I understand that. Yeah.
The process is dope to actually go see your product being made is dope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To actually
at a mass level like that.
But see, this is the crazy thing about it. A lot of people don't understand. I work in every department of my company.
Real talk. To this day.
To this day.
Yeah.
I'm the driver. One day you may see me on a 26-foot box truck. With a pallet jack in the back, loading pallets on a big box truck, driving it, whipping it in, taking them to the stores. Every bottle at every store that's out here that sells True Sauce, I put that bottle there. I've touched over 1 million bottles easily.
Do you feel like sometimes when people get to a certain level, they forget that they got to be in the business?
Nah.
And can that shoot you in the foot if you do that?
Well, hold on. You say that again.
Like,
I'm sorry.
When we get to a certain level, I'm in this many stores. I'm doing this. And they stop doing the things they did to get there. They stop being a part of the everyday operation.
Oh, no. You got to. But, you know, I did that because I'm in the transition now of putting people into those positions over these years. But the thing about it is everything in life at some point is about relationships, right?
100%.
So I had to build rapport and relationships with these store managers.
Yes.
So when I put people in these stores,
yes.
If something goes wrong, instead of pulling my product, they know me. And say, hey, you know what, man? XXX wasn't right. Let me holler at Keith.
Yep, and we'll fix it.
And we'll get it fixed because I know. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because I deal with a lot of challenges.
I bet.
That you would never know. Some because of who I am. Some because of how far and how fast I've scaled.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of challenges.
Yes.
It's a lot of challenges, man. It's stuff that, you know, if I talk about it, may give me counsel. But I'm going to say this for my book, though.
Yep. I'm going to say this for my book. You got a book coming.
Yeah, I got a book coming. I actually got two books coming.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I got two books coming. I'm saving them for my books, man. But no, in this game, bro, it's a lot. It's a lot that comes with it. And we're going to go back to the consistent word. You just got to be consistent.
Yes.
You got to be consistent, man, and everything you're doing and And just by your consistency is going to get you in places you never thought you could get. 100%. I promise you that.
And as we get ready to wrap this up, man, I always ask my guests before we get out of here to do like what I call food for thought.
Yeah.
And that's just that one final piece of just gem you want to leave with the people.
Yeah.
To just ponder on as they finish this interview.
Yeah.
Right.
Man.
So whatever, and while you think on that one thing,
yeah,
we're going to transition. I'm going to do a quick commercial.
Yeah.
So you can think on it. And then I'm going to let you drop that gem. And we're going to get up out of here.
Let's do it.
Man, get ready to tap into the brilliance of Esquire Writing and Media. Man, your ultimate friend when it comes to unleashing the creativity within you and elevating both your personal and your business brand. Everything from crafting compelling stories, content creation, or even venturing into this world of podcasting and speaking in such a dynamic way. Man, Esquire can take care of you. Whether you're a creative genius, building a brand, or just building your own platform, let Esquire Writing and Media be the driving force that sets you apart. Man, be sure to follow us at speakupz.com/Esquire, or you can learn more and shoot us a text at 469-851-7235. We love y'all, man. Now back to the episode. Peace. Yeah, man. So just before we get up out of here, man, what would be that one piece of just sound advice that you would just want to leave the people with? Something for them just to think about.
I'm going
to
give you two for one, if you don't mind.
Perfect.
Run your race at your own pace. Run your race at your own pace. You can't look at the next person, how fast they getting into position, how fast, you know, they getting here, because then you're blinded. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. So run your race. It may take you a little longer.
Yeah.
You know, but get there.
But just get there.
Just
get
going,
there.
Man. Yeah, yeah. So run your race at your own pace. You can't look at me and think you're going to get it. And then you can't look at me and think I got there fast because you don't know what I had to endure behind getting there.
100%.
And how long I've waited for these moments.
100%.
So run your race at your own pace. And then I've already touched on this earlier, man. I forever stand on this dream and dream big. Dream and dream big. You're never too old. You're never too young to dream and dream big. I don't care how old you are.
Yeah.
See, we've been drained trained. A lot of us have been trained, you know, that you can only do this or do that or do this. Man, you can do anything in life you want to do.
Yeah.
Long as you put in the work, trust God, and be consistent, you know, it'll happen. So run your race at your own pace. Dream big, man. You heard it here from Big Truth Sauce. Let's go. Y'all make sure y'all go shop the products
100%.
At all locations.
Yeah, please tell them how they can find you, where they can support, how they can follow you on social. Give them that quick rundown real quick.
Yeah, right now, Instagram, Keith Truth_TruthSauce_. Facebook, Keith Tucker Jr., True Sauce on Facebook, and True Sauce on everything. You know, you can Google us now.
Yep.
Google us. Yep. True Sauce. Google it's going to pop up about 5-6 pages. 100%.
100%. Yeah. I can't think of a better way to end it than that, man. Keith, I appreciate you for sliding.
Man, I appreciate you.
You already know. We got to do a part two soon.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Y'all be sure to like and subscribe to this video, man. We're going to put all this information in the bio so you can follow. Y'all can connect, check out and get the products, all those different things. Even the sun stuff. We're going to have that connected, too.
Let's do that.
Yeah, man. We just love y'all, man. We peace out y'all. Appreciate y'all for tuning in to Speak Up Z the Podcast. Until next time.
Let's go.
Peace. Hey, what's up? This is Will Z Tidwell with Speak Up Z. And I just want to take a quick second just to thank you for tuning in to this latest episode of Speak Up Z, the podcast. And my only goal with this platform is to motivate you, inspire you, and educate you around all things life, business, and mental health, whether it's myself or me bringing on a special guest. So I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. We don't ask for any type of monetary gains or anything like that. The best thing you could do for us is just like and subscribe to the channel. Until next week, we'll see y'all later. Peace.